Exodus chapter 13. And the Lord spoke to Moses, and said, Sanctify to me every firstborn that opens any womb, among the sons of Israel, among man, and among cattle. He is for me. So Moses said to the people, Remember this day when you came out of Egypt, from a house of slavery, for by strength of hand the Lord brought you out from there. And nothing leavened is to be eaten. Today you are coming out in the month of Abib, and it will come to pass that the Lord will bring you to the land of the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Amorite, and the Hivite, and the Jebusite, the land about which he swore to your fathers that he would give it to you, a land flowing with milk and honey. And you will perform this service in this month. You will eat unleavened bread for 7 days, and on the seventh day it is a festival to the Lord. Unleavened bread will be eaten for 7 days, and nothing leavened will be seen in your possession, and no leaven will be seen in your possession in all your territory. And you will explain it to your son on that day, and say, It is for this reason, the Lord did this for me when I came out of Egypt. And it will be as a sign to you on your hand, and as a memorial between your eyes, so that the Lord's law may be in your mouth. For the Lord brought you out of Egypt with a strong hand. So you will keep this statute, in its due time, on these days when they occur. And it will come to pass that the Lord will bring you into the land of the Canaanite, as he swore to you and to your fathers, and he will give it to you. And you will set everyone who opens the womb aside for the Lord, and every first offspring from cattle which you will have. The males are the Lord's. You will redeem every first offspring from a donkey with a lamb. If you do not redeem it, you will break its neck. And you will redeem every human firstborn among your sons. And it will come to pass, when your son asks you in the future and says, What is this? That you will say to him, With a strong hand the Lord brought us out of Egypt, out of a house of slavery. And it came to pass that he hardened Pharaoh about letting us go, and the Lord killed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both the firstborn of man and the firstborn of cattle, which is why I sacrifice to the Lord everything that opens the womb, the males, but I redeem every firstborn of my sons. And it will be as a sign on your hand, and as phylacteries between your eyes, for the Lord brought us out of Egypt by the strength of his hand. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh let the people go, that God did not lead them through the way of the Philistines, for that was nearby. But God said, No, in case the people have regrets when they see war, and they return to Egypt. So God led the people round through the way in the desert, the Red Sea, and the sons of Israel went up from the land of Egypt armed. And Moses took Joseph's bones with him, for he had made a point of adjuring the sons of Israel when he said, God will definitely visit you, and you will bring my bones with you from here. Then they moved from Succoth and encamped at Etham, at the edge of the desert. And the Lord would go in front of them, by day in a column of cloud to lead them along the way, and by night in a column of fire to give them light, for going by day and by night. He did not withdraw the column of cloud by day, nor the column of fire by night, in front of the people.